All right, so this is Wesley House Youth Podcast, and I think this is number three, the mark number three.
Yeah.
So I just want to go around the table. Y'all just say our names. We're going to start over here.
Adonis.
Kayla.
RJ.
Now they call you original.
They call you original, dude. Stop the faking. Martin.
Original.
Say the other one.
Martin.
Martin.
All right. And this is Chris with the Wesley House Youth. So I actually want to start off with, I mean, like, I feel like it, when it comes to y'all communities that y'all stay in, right, like, I feel like y'all don't often see too many healthy things, you know, no matter if it's restaurants or, you know, they got fast food places, they got liquor stores and everything. So how do y'all feel about just overall health and wellness being your age? Like, what did, first off, the question, what did that mean to y'all, health and wellness? And we could go around a circle. And by the way, we playing a card game as we talk, you know, so. But yeah, so go ahead, we going to start with you. How you feel about just overall health and wellness? What did that mean to you?
Well, it's, like, it's not okay, because, like, every time my grandpa say he going to the store, he going down the street to the liquor store and getting himself two or three beers.
So like, what do it mean specifically, you know, like, for you? You know, what do health and wellness mean? Like, at your age right now, I know some youth don't really care about it because they like, hey, you know, I feel healthy, I feel good, so it doesn't matter. But how do it feel to you?
Well, it was...
Or what it mean to you, I mean.
What it means to me is, like, to do something healthy each day, or at least eat something healthy. It could be a fruit, it could be a vegetable, it could be at least, like, you eat one pineapple, I don't know. Because, okay. Like, I had this challenge for myself. Like, we ran out of apples, so I can't do it no more. Mm. But I had this challenge for myself where each day I would eat a set amount of apples. We had this apple slicer, and then I would slice the apples.
Okay.
And then
so
I would eat the certain amount of apple slices each day.
So you said you give yourself a challenge in order to, you know, eat healthier, have healthier options. Mm-hmm. And you'll do this. How often do you do this challenge?
Well, one day will be one apple, day two will be two, day three will be three, so and then, like, I stopped, I don't know why, but yeah, and then I stopped, and then we ran out of apples.
I got you.
I kept going, but because I stopped.
So this, basically, this challenge you made for yourself. You know, nobody told you to do it or anything. You, mm-hmm. you pretty much made it. Okay. Okay. What about you? What the health and wellness mean to you at this age? You know what I mean? So when people tell you to be healthy and stuff, like, what does that even mean to you?
To me, it don't mean nothing.
Mm.
I eat salad and
put ranch on everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ranch on everything.
And disgusting. I eat my cucumbers.
Yo, what?
Cucumbers.
Yeah, you know,
you
like those.
So you put the cucumbers in the salad or just separately? You
eat salad and separate.
Okay.
How you know everything about this? Thought it was a good shot. Thought I heard a fool.
I heard a bang bang.
That was it.
Cause he just
So basically, you know, it doesn't mean too much because you already eat healthy. You know that you feel like with your salads and stuff like that. And you pretty much eat that almost every day.
What about time you get through picking all that? Okay.
That's the point. I'm stopping.
And while you got your fried rice and you picking out all your vegetables, what do health and wellness? What do health and wellness mean to you?
I mean, it don't mean nothing because I don't gain weight no way. So it's just like I'm just enjoying it while I can.
Okay. So to you,
boy, you bigger than me. Let's be for real.
I am not big.
Me neither.
So health and wellness to you just mean being skinny or
no? It's just no.
Okay.
I be eating healthy, but in this case, you know, I don't eat peas nor carrots. So,
damn,
but I eat my vegetables though. Okay.
Yeah, I eat a salad every once in a while.
I do eat salads.
I eat apples every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while, gang.
Man, why you doing that? Why you doing that?
So when basically, you saying you do eat healthy, but you're not really worrying about it as of right now, because nothing is, you don't see any changes to your body or anything like that. You know what I mean? So you feel like you're pretty healthy. Okay. Well, what about yourself? You know, when it comes to health and wellness, like what did that mean to you?
Man, it really don't mean nothing to me. I don't care no way.
You don't mean too much.
Nah.
Like, so what y'all consider as yourself is being very active, like when it comes to exercise.
I'm active.
I walk up a hill every day. That take a toll on me.
Yeah. Okay. You know, sometimes walking is what it does something. It's way better than just taking a bus every day. You know. So if you could walk for the 30 minutes versus driving for 5 minutes, that's cool. You know, that's a better option. So, how do y'all feel? Because I don't know if y'all actually travel, like, outside of this neighborhood where, like, say in the county, for example. No, I don't know if y'all realize, like, do y'all normally see, like, liquor stores and fast food, a lot of fast food restaurants and, you know, just all the unhealthy stuff?
You know, I can't say
like
that.
Do y'all normally see more healthier options when you get outside of the city?
No.
Or do you see some of the same thing?
Nah, I see way more fast food.
Way more fast food. Okay.
Yeah, like Wingstop, McDonald's, and Rallies and stuff.
Okay.
All that unhealthy stuff.
Okay. So you see more healthier things in the city or outside?
A little bit, but not too much.
It's just
yeah.
So it's just more options in general. Okay, more options.
So I went to Chicago because, like, at first we had to decide between Chicago and Branson. So we decided to go to Chicago. Then we go to Chicago. And then we go into a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't go, like, we went to an art installation. But, yeah. And then, like, it was, like, more fast food around, like, everywhere. Because, like, when we lived in the Airbnb, there was a Dunkin' Donuts right across the street from the house that we stayed at.
Okay, I know you mentioned Chicago.
Yeah, and then for some reason there was a toll booth in the highway. Oh,
I thought you mentioned Chicago.
One.
You got family.
You got family
out there.
Vacation. Spring break vacation. Yep.
Okay.
It took a 4-hour drive plus like 2 hours
because the gas station. You should have took the train. It's more experience.
I was listening to music. And I was trying to go to sleep.
Alright, so anybody else notice like different things outside of the city, more healthier options, or
you know, I've been in Texas.
It's more quiet.
Alabama. Okay. I know you've been in Texas.
It'd be more quiet.
I'm going just back. More quieter. Okay. I mean, speaking of, because a lot of times when people talk about health and wellness, it's just more about eating habits. But you know, really, it's about the people that you live around or be around, you know, or do you think they are positive people that, like, you guys hang around?
Yeah, I think so. And, like, since we on the topics of, like, eating healthy or, like, you and know, past stuff, I've also been to Memphis when I was younger.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, to visit family. Like, it wasn't no, like, I stay for a day or a week. I come back. No, I stay for like
about the positivity. I don't know if you was about to mention just the people, even family members and
it
things
was positive.
Like that.
It was fine.
Everybody that you hang around is positive. What's wrong with Ohio?
Man, bro, I went down there for football because not my mama, but it was like a day. We was like there for like at least like 12 hours. My parent had came outside. Their car got robbed. They stole their car on the first day.
He just said their car got robbed.
Gary was in Memphis.
I meant to say my fault.
I wonder why.
I ain't going to Memphis. I was to Texas, Houston, and Dallas.
I've been in Texas. It smell like booty.
No, it smell good. It's all the girls out there.
Ain't that water dirty?
So, no, so y'all saying the people that y'all hang around is like positive people, you know? For the most part, what do you think would be the percentage out of, you know, 100? Like 50? It's 50-50.
Your parents count?
Nah. One second they can be happy as ever.
I feel like it'll be like yell at you 40 out of 90.
At least
45%. Put it like this. So let's stay with your friends. So when it comes to your friends, like what is the percentage?
61
in public.
You said 60 positive for what? God damn it. 60% positive. What?
Because I only got one friend, and we've been on each other for heads. So I feel like just one.
I mean, what's the reason why you got one friend?
Because I don't trust nobody else.
You feel like...
Because I feel like everybody in this world snakes. And I just feel like... And somebody always getting backdoored or something like this. So I just like... Yeah, let me keep my circle small.
Yes, you was mentioning that with your school and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's a lot of, like you say, snakes at your school. Or people that just want
to
fight.
People be grimy at that school. That's not school to make friends,
Bookie. Okay, so you mentioned that being a negative environment for the most part.
Can we backtrack on Memphis, please?
No. One second. What about your friends, you know, for the most part? What's the percentage that's positive? What's the percentage that's negative?
Probably the percentage. They're probably like, let me see. Probably like 55%.
55 positive?
Yeah.
Now, you're the one that was saying you actually go to a more positive school.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Them, one time there. I saw a group chat on his Instagram page. Them students texted like that was white. I was like, I said one thing in that group chat. Oh, I'm finna go tell a teacher on you. You finna get suspended. I was like, I got scared because I thought they was going to tell for...
What you say on that?
I said Jocelyn like booty.
Of course.
Oh my god. All right. So hold on. Now, talk to me about this Memphis.
Anyways, you know,
I'll be back.
It was positive, and like sometimes we would go hang out. I went to go walk around with my brother at night. It was me, my brother, my sister. Well, this is on my dad's side, and I don't talk to my dad no more. We kind of just hit a rough patch, and I don't talk to him no more. Going to Memphis, anyways, was chilling. And then, because the first day was chill. My granny had left me some money, so I got me a snow cone. And I have a lot of good memories in Memphis.
Okay.
And stuff
okay.
like that.
So it sounds like you got a lot of positivity going on.
But, everywhere you go. When I was walking around, I saw, a lot of abandoned houses, which is kind of concerning.
Okay.
And then,
It's a lot of those in St. Louis, for sure.
Some on every corner.
Yeah. Every other house, it seemed like it's an abandoned house. Yeah. So, I mean, me personally, I don't know what's going on in those abandoned buildings. Sometimes I see people going in and out, and they have to put cardboard up, you know, just to keep people out of these abandoned homes and buildings. So,
a home is in there.
I feel like that's negative, you know, to see that, you know, in your neighborhood. No. You know what I mean?
Can I get one?
So,
just about eating
so this is right. We got 9 ladies.
those are not 9 ladies.
Those are jolly
ladies. I wonder if we had a table full of fruits and vegetables. Like, which
I would walk straight away.
I eat a couple. I eat the broccoli.
You eat the broccoli.
I eat the exotic fruits, maybe the apples.
Well, what's an exotic fruit?
I don't know. He just said apples is exotic.
A dragon fruit?
Green, I mean, it could. I mean, it depends on what apple.
Why he look like a little
this kid? Guy. Alright, so I wanna go on and finish off with what topic y'all want to talk about.
Why people think it's okay to show their body to get in?
Oh, no, that's not good.
Man, you talking about sexy red?
Alright, so...
AI and technology.
This is a topic. I want to talk about this hot topic real quick. It has something to do with sexy red. So somebody put a post on Facebook or whatever that say like, hey, the post went something, and this is not verbatim. It said a lot of people go crazy like for Sexy Red and her music and who she is. Like, we ain't even start the game. It's crazy.
Because she be talking all that ratchet shit. Sure.
No, she put herself out there. So it's like when that video went around, I was surprised, but I wasn't at the same time because it's like that's how you portray yourself.
I'm off the video.
So, like, basically the post went. Sexy Red, people like Sexy Red don't normally do anything for the community, and it's almost like, why go crazy for someone that literally does nothing for you, you know? So that's basically what the post
said. And she don't give back that much. She give back, like not that much, but she give back a little bit.
So
not too much, though.
And what ways do you feel like, just because that touches on the activism in the city, so I don't know if y'all know exactly what activism is. Do we all know what activism is? You know,
it's people be outside in their own parades.
Well, it's basically when someone, you need that, yeah. So it's basically when someone find different ways to give back to the community. You know, so in the gist, that's basically what activism means.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they go against the grain, but they find different ways to give back to the people that actually need it. You know, so that's what I feel activism is. So do you feel like people like Sexy Red is necessarily good for the community, or like what do y'all think?
I think she just trying to be another one to make it out, but like she doing it a different type of way.
Just someone to, you know, make it out the hood or make it out St. Louis or something like that. So you don't necessarily feel that she's
Trying to do it for herself.
Okay. I mean, what do y'all feel like an artist like? You don't necessarily have to be on Sexy Red, but what do y'all feel like an artist like Sexy Red? What does she really mean to you and mean to the city?
Yeah, she don't really mean that much, but I feel like sometimes her songs do be cracking. Right. That's just me personal.
Yeah.
Some songs. What song?
Do y'all feel like artists? You know, do y'all feel like a part of their response, or entertainers? I feel like part of their responsibility is to give back to their city, or do y'all feel like an entertainer is just an entertainer? That's what it is.
Some of them, bro. You don't have to, but
I need it.
It's done already.
Well, he ain't take it. He slip on it.
You say what?
Not for real. I don't think so. If you was saying, would you get back? If you got one?
More.
I would, but that's just me personally. You know what I'm saying? That's just something I'm already doing now. But what do y'all feel about different artists? Do y'all feel like it's their responsibility, or entertainers?
Not their responsibility.
It's their responsibility to get back, or, you know, they pretty much...
It's really much their choice, but it's not their responsibility to get back.
So I want to ask this question. If it's not the artist or entertainer response, whose responsibility is it?
Their manager?
Yep.
No, not the manager. The city, what's it called? Not the government.
So it's saying like the mayors, the automators, you know.
They don't be doing their job.
Okay. So you feel like...
Not at all.
You feel like ultimately, like the mayors, the governors, whoever is over the city... And
the people in their neighborhood, they supposed to get their neighborhood together and clean up.
I'm trying to clean.
So real quick, and we could kind of start on this the very next one, but what do y'all feel like should be done for the city to make it better?
Man, I think you just need a deep clean.
You said a deep clean, like what?
Like, they need to clean the alleys up, clean the streets up.
Highways.
Yeah, they need to fix the potholes. Man, St. Louis Road is so terrible, and I don't even drive. So,
less liquor stores, fast food restaurants.
No, more liquor stores.
No, man.
You said more liquor stores?
Yeah.
Why?
I ain't gonna drink. I'm just saying.
Why you say more liquor stores? That's interesting, huh? Like,
there's
more stores.
They got the good candy. They got the good candy.
So we can,
more liquor stores.
Like, raise that's more crazy money for people from out of town.
Yeah.
When we can fix up the street.
And it's Christmas. Yeah.
Okay, just touching on that real quick. Do y'all feel like the stores that we support should be doing more for the community as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see.
Because that's a whole nother subject. Here's what you just said. The stores of the community should support the community. Say like, do y'all agree with that? Yeah. The stores that we support.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so check this out, because a lot of the stores in our community, well, it's not really black owned. It's owned.
It's by them.
It's owned by them
one people that be taking our money on.
People from other countries, right?
Yeah.
You know, they come in our communities and they pretty much take all the money.
Exactly. Well, they need to raise those taxes. They need to put those taxes down.
No, bro, that's inflation. We don't want that to happen.
Well, yes, we do. I'm paying $1 for tax, bro. I just got some Skittles, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah, so that's an interesting topic, you know. And y'all can bring that to the next show. I don't want to hold y'all for too long. But what we said... We actually said a lot of different things, but in the gist of everything, you know, to fix the community, it sounds like we have to have different individuals to all collectively do that. So you mentioned the mayors, you mentioned the people, you know, that own stores and things like, yeah, he won already.
Hold on, where your card at?
What do you win?
He didn't win.
So.
Yeah, where my card at?
You better pull another card.
You better pull another card and put it right there.
No, don't look at the card.
No, you didn't. Let me see.
Don't look at the card.
Okay. Hey, but yeah, check this out. So, I just want to go around real quick. Everybody say just one thing that y'all feel that, you know, it should happen to the community if the mayors was to actually come in or the governor or whoever come into our city. Just name one thing that you would like to fix, you know. So, I'm going to start over here.
Fix.
One thing you would like to see fixed in your community.
Man, I'm not saying like they need to like the gang people need to go to jail, but they need to fix how they be outside and just sending those shots anywhere.
So you're saying they need to figure out what ways to
stop
shooting.
Basically to stop crime.
Yeah,
that happens so easily in our community. Okay. Do you feel like some of their crime has to do with, you know, possibly, like, I'm going to say officers and, you know, just allowing things to go on in different ways? Okay.
But, well, it's not the officer's fault because some of them be running away and pulling their gun.
Mm. Okay. What do you feel, just name one thing that you feel like you would like to see change, something different than everybody else?
Niceness. Like people been too mean out in these streets. Like just the rate of death and police brutality and stuff like that.
So basically, you saying like a community thing? People just need to be overall nice to each other.
Yes.
Gotcha. So what do you feel? Just one thing that on how the community to change. What's one thing you would like to see?
It's not too long, but power lines. So I get on my game and stuff.
You said more. You want more power lines?
Yes.
Wi-Fi
be tripping. More power lines.
Wi-Fi is very interesting in the city. You know, my Wi-Fi doesn't work the best either.
I can't even play a Roblox game.
They need to stop selling guns.
And what you need to stop doing?
Relax.
It's gonna be your turn. Just wait.
So look, because you know, I'm gonna tell you like this. I didn't see people in the city with illegal guns. You know, I don't think anyone specifically is selling.
They need to start bringing the guns to the block.
So somebody is bringing the guns in the city. You know what I mean? I don't know, but that's interesting. Something to possibly investigate. What do you feel? Just one thing that you would like to see change?
Okay.
People smoking. I see too much of them. I'm tired of seeing it.
You're saying tobacco?
Man, they help with their anxiety.
Yeah, no, Zah.
Some people need that.
So you saying tobacco in general? Mm-hmm.
Tobacco.
Okay.
Tobacco make your back big.
What? Who told you that?
All right. So, I mean.
One topic that I want to talk about. Is school safety, like, because every day we come into school to, like, it's people be like, hey, unzip your book bag,
guards.
Put it on the table.
We want to stop it right there, but we could save that for the next one. School safety, that's an important topic.
We'll be doing this for 24/6.
24 minutes.
24 minutes.
Dang,
that's
all right. All right, quiet on set. There we go. We live.
This is Wesley House Youth on Lee and Taylor. We inducing everybody.
Martin.
Adonis.
RJ.
Kale.
Jerry.
Man, what's the topic of today?
I just forgot. Oh, okay. The topic of today, why rappers bring so much guns up in their videos, like music videos, and dissing people, like talking about them and how they died.
Why do you think they do that?
Because, like, every music video, not every music video, they bring two different guns, same guns. And showing up pictures of people dead.
And shootouts. Not that. Why do you think they bring bring guns and do that? Like, why do you think they show people dying? Like,
because, I don't like, say no name, but they showing them they ready and different stuff about them. Like, they got a lot of guns and different ops outside.
Mm. Adonis, why do you think so?
I don't know.
I'm come back to you. Why do you think so, Rich? I mean, RJ?
Wait, what was the
question? Why do you think rappers bring guns to diss their ops in their music videos? Or show pictures in their music videos of ops?
So they can most likely be safe, if they op trying to come slaughter on the line making a video.
Mm. No, like, they calling them out. So, like, they ready.
Like, showing them that they're ready for war, yeah. And they don't care. Type. Like,
they don't care if they die or get shot.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think so, Kayla?
Mm-hmm. Wait, they're just disrespecting each other. I ain't gonna lie. Everybody in St. Louis is family. Because you don't got to be friends, cousins, brothers, sisters, anything. Everybody is family. They black, yeah. Some white, some Mexican, and all of their different colors.
You don't gotta be blood related to be family.
On me. You
wanna
ask me?
Why do you think so?
I could tap in. But no, I feel like it's different reason why people would put guns in their videos. I mean, if it's popular, you know, that's what people gonna watch and tap into, then people gonna keep doing it. But if a lot of people thought it was corny, then you know, artists probably wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's a thing where, like, y'all know about the artist, or used to be an artist. Like, what's his name? What was his name? TK? The one that was, he made a song and he was running from the police.
I think he
made a song about running from the police, and he was actually running from the police. for real. Y'all heard of the artist TK?
Yeah,
so, you know, it's just a thing of everybody want to be so-called real or want to be really from the streets. And, you know, I don't know. I think nowadays, because it's different than when I was younger, people didn't put what they did, like, on record. So nowadays, it's just a thing to do.
Why do you think they say what they do in their songs?
They want to make people seem like they real, they really from the streets. And a lot of them, it's really not. But they just so happen to do street things. They talk about it and end up getting themselves in trouble. You know what I mean? Like the Bobby Smurda guy. And there's a few other people that said things on a record. And the police listened to it. And they actually got put in jail for the things that they said on a record. So pretty much it's like they snitching on themselves at this point. But back in the day, they used to talk about other people's stuff. They never put on record exactly what they did, you know. So I just think it's a trap, you know, when they do stuff like that.
Yeah, on what you said about Bobby Smurda, it's this dude, Elo, he's switching sides. Like, he from, one time he from BBG, then he from Takeover Gang.
Wait. What you saying? Bro, you said Elo. You got switching. No. I'm saying because he was talking about Elo, and I know who Elo is, so I'm asking, like, what you mean by switching sides?
Like, he's switching sides. First, he was from BBG.
And then he get cracked, though.
Yeah.
Can you let him finish talking?
Yeah. And he switched sides. One, he from BBG, then he Takeover Gang. Then,
real deal monster game.
Man,
I'm
talking about Switch
sides. Trying to sound off of y'all.
So,
I did.
And then he got clapped up trying to run, chase somebody from a different hood. He killed the person who he was trying to kill for real.
Like, is this all public record? Like, this, like, everybody knows that this happened.
He died from somebody. And he ain't gonna lie, he left his killer by his side, but same time he died at the same time.
Like, this already went to court and everything. They know. Okay.
Yeah. He shot first, killed the other person, then the other dude came behind him and killed him. It was they hood. It was KB6 hood.
Okay.
It was his hood day. And he lost it through and got popped and got left under the car.
Okay. It's some questions I want to ask, about, but I don't want to take over because this is y'all things.
We really up for anything.
Nah, but go ahead. Like, sometimes, like, it's certain things that, you know, what people say, like, what are you saying? You can ask more questions, you know, stuff like that, or it creates another topic, you know. So, I just want to point that out. But, y'all go ahead. I don't want to take over, you know.
All right, so.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about other topics. So, we're going to talk about, like.
What you got in suggestion?
It's on y'all.
Man.
So, we're going to talk. You went first, so. I'm a good. So what you think about street life and different stuff?
Street life? Man, I just feel like you just need to all stop, man. It really started off with one person going to go kill another person, and they going to go get back, and they just kept on going. So I feel like they just need to stop dissing and just stop killing. Goddamn me. And that's how I all end.
So let me ask y'all a question though. Like, is it a real gang culture in St. Louis? Because gangs doesn't exist everywhere. You know what I mean? By the way, or you know what I mean? Like, is it a real like Crips Bloods and stuff like that? Is it that type of gang culture?
Wait,
in St. Louis?
It's like other people out here calling Crip sides and Blood sides. Like, they can go at different shit and be like, I'm a Crip, and he go find somebody who a Crip and be like, let's make a gang, and they call it different names. Like, they can say. Street killer gang or bottom killer gang, and all that. They can just say any name. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I feel what you said. Just like yesterday. What was yesterday? It was the date was 4/8, but that's supposed to be like
a
neighborhood thing, right?
It's my
It's a neighborhood.
Ain't gonna lie,
that's a hood.
It's a hood day. That's my hood.
It's a hood
day. I just saw
day.
Somebody post about their hood day. It was like 41 hood day or something like that.
40, 40, 48. It's 49 hood day today.
Let me go to my own.
It's 47 hood day was 2 days ago. 14 hood day. Tomorrow.
She keeps talking. I'm gonna leave
so
my face.
It's like if I can show you a video.
That's not the lyrics track.
If I can show you the video, it's not gonna pop up, but it's like different hoods.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get what you're saying.
Bro, keep talking.
Like, it's like ten blocks over from the hood what was yesterday. Like, they the same. Well, you got 49 Bloods, 49 Crips. Everything is Crips and Bloods.
So, I mean, what y'all think about the gang culture? Like, what is that about? You know what I'm saying? Like why should we have gangs in St. Louis?
I feel like we shouldn't, but everybody just want to be a part of something. They just
Not all gangs are what you think they is.
Boy, I mean, what are
at
they?
At the end of the day, it's a gang. Like,
they just getting back at their old friends or...
Not all gangs are.
So is it just like being a part of a group and y'all just kicking and do stuff? You know what I mean?
That's what it could be.
So do y'all know what gangs used to be back in the day?
Yeah.
Like when Crips and Bloods and, you know, gangs like that first started, y'all know what they used to do? Like what did they used to do?
Ooh,
y'all
know
the history.
I'm gonna drive off.
He said drive by, okay.
That's the same thing what they doing there.
I know, like, if
instead of drive by, they walking by.
I know, like, if you were, like, some type of blue only, some type of blue or red, they beat you up.
So was gangs always, like, violent? Like, Crips and Bloods, was it always, like, a violent type?
No, not for real, because, like, it was old people, so they wasn't shooting at each other. Now, these are youngins, like, 16 and up.
Okay. So I'm gonna say, so most of the gangs pretty much started out in California. You know what I mean? Like Crips and Bloods and stuff like this started out of California. They got, you know, GDs and stuff like that started out in the Midwest stuff. But it started off as like a neighborhood protection. You know what I mean? So as they would say, like Crips is supposed to be like a family, you know. So yeah, I see the Crips is like short for crippled, and you know, and having that, you know, the blue sign as far as the handicap sign, you know what I mean? That's where they get the color from. You know, y'all probably seen the cripple sign online. People just showing that when it comes to just Crips, but it was always a neighborhood thing, neighborhood protection, because the police wasn't doing it. I mean, the police didn't want to come into a neighborhood and protect the people, so somebody had to do it. That's when the Crips was created. That's when the Bloods was created. It was all for neighborhood protection, just to protect their people. You know what I mean? Then down the future, because really the FBI, the police departments really didn't like it, these certain organizations was infiltrated and ended up turning it into a bad organization, you know? Because in every organization, what the police usually do, they'll put like a mold in there that's going to, you know, cause confusion amongst the groups. You know what I'm saying? They have them against each other. And now, you know, now they don't even like each other just due to some things that happened in the past. You know what I mean? So it started off as something really good. But nowadays, it's just whatever. What's up? All right, man. But, so... Like when you think about how it used to be in the past, can you see like some similar? I mean, do gangs like still protect neighborhoods, or do they just?
Nah, like some streets, like if your street got numbers in it and some other people claim the number, like two numbers, they'll probably protect you at the same time. Some other people come through their hood, like if they claim that's their hood, they go through it. And they start shooting, they make sure the other people on the other side cool. Mm.
Yeah, so I know when I was growing up in the 90s or whatever, I lived in a Crip neighborhood. It was in the Cochran's downtown, close to the dome or whatever, you know. So Crip neighborhood, it was dangerous to an extent where nobody actually really wanted to go down there. But like almost like two blocks away was the Village, all Bloods and stuff like that. But we didn't allow anybody to just come in our neighborhood. If we don't know you, then we checking you. We seeing what's up. It's almost like what you hear online. You got to check in before you come into some type of community, you know, to break bread or whatever. You know what I mean? But, you know, so I feel like it would. Yeah, that's kind of loud, too. Hey, you gotta get off that phone. Right, you gotta get off that phone. But yeah, you know, I just kind of wanted to bring up just in general, like what's the purpose of like gangs? It kind of seemed like it's just whatever. It, you know, gangs pretty much do whatever. It's no real purpose or business plan, or, you know, or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to like just building something, building a community, you know, because y'all see Crips and Bloods actually putting in different businesses into the community. Do y'all hear anything about that? I mean,
no.
Okay, it's just neighborhood stuff. All right. I just wanted to, you know, kind of touch on that. Like, what's another topic? I'm gonna go over here since you're on your phone and stuff. I gotta put you out there. You know, go ahead, tap in. What's a topic that you would like to discuss?
Why people, mental.
You say what?
Mental hospitals.
Why are you laughing?
No, because I just thought something. But mental hospitals, because this girl was harming herself in school, and okay, she had to go to one.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Did you say mental house beaters?
House. She said. I think she said hospitals, right?
Yeah, hospitals and stuff. You know, like.
So you saying somebody was like going? It was something going on with somebody, and they had to put her in a mental hospital. So, like, what's your question? Like, what is mental hospital
like? Like, do they actually help you? Because she went and did the same thing again. But I'm not saying, I'm not speaking for everybody when I'm saying that. But she went and did the same thing. So.
It helped for some people. It really helped. It helped for some people.
So y'all know people that's been into mental hospital.
Yeah, Mark.
What? Bro?
He been to the hospital, like, then he came back and did the same thing like twice.
He was talking about like, the ER or something.
That just threw me all the way.
Cause I ain't been there. But I broke my bone, came back, and did the same thing.
Uh-huh. That's not a mental hospital.
So what did you talk?
That's a hospital for real.
That's just a regular.
No, yeah,
so look, so mental hospital, because I don't know too many people. So you only know one person for sure that went to a mental hospital. Then she came back out and did you see she was the same? Okay.
I know two people. Okay. They wrapped up.
So they wrapped. So they actually go there and you know. So like what do they say happened? You know what I mean?
Ooh, I know.
You know people that went to a mental hospital?
No, but I know what's happening in mental hospital.
So how do you know, first off? How do you know what's going on in mental hospital?
Don't say you watch my TV show.
TikTok.
All right. So I don't want to talk about necessarily what's going on social media, although it could be real, but sometimes it'd be a lot of cap on social media. So just speaking on mental, like anything, you know, especially when it comes to the mind, because it's a mental health thing that a lot of us is actually going through, different traumas and things like that. So do you feel like something like a mental hospital is needed for a lot of people, like in high school, you know, just due to different things that's going on in their life?
How about if you saying that, like, how what do you think the people that, like, you know, the people like people that think they, like, they think they in danger but they're not in danger?
Paranoid.
Yeah, what do you think they need today?
People that's paranoid?
Yeah. Take their medicine.
I feel like if the mental, because I don't know too much about mental hospitals. I really have to research that. But my understanding is anytime you go into a hospital, they're going to give you, like, different pills to take. And I don't think they necessarily
That's what I had to do.
You know what I'm saying? So
you don't think it helped them?
Well, I don't think just giving someone, because it's like a Band-Aid. You just give someone medicine. How they going to know how to really deal with it? You know what I'm saying? Whatever was going on, you know? So probably
so
counseling.
So you would think they'd deal with it out here than they'd do it in the hospital?
No. What I'm saying is, if they are given, like, medicine for something, like an actual pill, then they just taking the pill, they still got that problem, whatever is going on. So that anytime they think about it, they have to take a pill each time. So when they don't have the pill, then what? You know what I mean? So I think actual help is getting, like, therapy and things like that. What's up? You got to take that? Yeah, go ahead. So if the mental hospital, if they do therapy, if they do counseling, then I would assume it'll be good, you know. So that's what you're saying, that people, a lot of people need, is just like something like counseling, or were you just asking a question like what's going on with in the mental hospitals? Why didn't it help your friend? That's your friend, right? It's not your friend.
Hey.
I don't know.
But I'm just asking because she went and kept on. And then she tried to blame people for her feeling that way, which I don't think is okay, because what if she actually ended up doing something and then the last message they see is her blaming somebody? I feel like that wasn't right on her part.
Okay. So do you feel like it's a lot of people in school that actually act like her to an extent? I mean, so... Yeah, it's possible that she could have been going through something, like, really deep. And that's the reason why, you know, she had to be put in the hospital. That's normally what happens, you know. If someone have mental issues, then they'll have to... And they'll have to go. Who is that?
Reginald Bigfoot.
I thought he left. Okay. Interesting. But, yeah, so, I mean, you know. So, you have any specific questions about that? Okay, you just kind of wondering about it. Okay. Because I want to let y'all, you know, come up with different topics and hosts, you know. I mean, it's the first time
us doing that. Get better,
girl. You know what I mean? So, like you said, I feel like it'd get better and better. I want y'all to think about it. Maybe I should actually look at different podcasts that y'all like, and then to see how the flow actually go when it comes to, you know, question and action and keeping things going. So I wanted to be not only entertaining for y'all, fun for y'all, but I wanted to be entertaining for other people, the listeners. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got this. So hold on, I'm gonna go ahead and stop it.
Who is that?
Hold on.
No, I'm talking about that.